is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 35th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. November's roundtable question is, if you could have any coach, past or present, from any level as your lead assistant coach, who would it be and why? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Garrett Hickey from Norwalk High School, Jeff Huber from Westlake High School, Liz Kay from Waucona High School, Peter Lonergan from Basketball Australia, Matt Monroe from St. Ignatius College Prep, Matthew Radebard, the author of Lead Like a Pro, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential, and Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey Hoopheads, our partners over at Dr. Dish Basketball have just unveiled their 2021 Dr. Dish Holiday Bundle. Order now and you'll get a Dr. Dish home shooting machine, a free phone mount, a free t-shirt, a free Dr. Dish basketball, and a donation will be made to Special Olympics Minnesota. Plus, right now, you can save $150 when you enter Fast Break at checkout. Visit drdishbasketball.com for more details. This offer is good till November 19th, so order your Dr. Dish holiday bundle today.
Hi, this is Adam Sestaro, boys head varsity basketball coach at Highland High School in Medina, Ohio, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new FastDraw and FastScout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off FastDraw and FastScout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. FastModel also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. FastModel Sports is the best in basketball. Are you tired of overpaying for your video and analytics platform? Well, it's time to check out QuickCut.com. A platform built by coaches for coaches. QuickCut is undeniably more affordable. It's all cloud-based and comes packed with features to help high schools and youth programs store, share, and analyze game film. Make the switch, get double the storage, and save your program up to 50% on the fastest-growing video editing system in the country. For more information or to request a free trial, visit quickcut.com/basketball. That's QWIKCUT. Let's hear from our coaches about who they'd want sitting next to them on the bench as their lead assistant coach. Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked if we could pick any coach, past or present, to help us on our bench. Who would we pick? This is a tough one. I'm probably going to show my age a little bit, with my ultimate selection. I'm a big Dean Smith person. I think he did a lot of things, before his time, when he started at Carolina and throughout his career at Carolina. But ultimately, I would have to pick, Brad Stevens. I just love his demeanor. I think he'd be a great assistant. I think he could also drop a play if need be. He could develop a kid if need be. And ultimately, at the end of the day, at the high school level, that's what we need the most, is good assistants that can step in and and pick up wherever I'm slacking during the middle of a game or in a practice. So that's my selection. Probably a close second. I love what Monty Williams is doing with the Suns. But at the end of the day, I'd pick Brad Stevens to be my assistant. Thanks for having me again, guys, and we'll talk to you again later.
Garrett Hickey, Norwalk High School, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Who I would have as my lead assistant, if I could have any coach, I would probably have to say it would be Tex Winter, just because he was probably one of the best assistant coaches of all time. He's the inventor of one of the more successful offenses in the history of the game. He's a Hall of Fame coach. He coached at the college level for 30 years. Then he was an assistant coach in the NBA for years more after that. And I think that he would definitely be my top choice.
Jeff Huber, Westlake High School, Westlake, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jeff Huber, head boys basketball coach at Westlake High School in Westlake, Ohio. And this month's question asks, if you could have any coach, past or present, from any level as your lead assistant coach, who would it be and why? You know, as I thought about this question and I thought about real coaches, it was hard for me to come up with a great answer. I consider myself really blessed to coach with one of my best friends and my dad as well, and I respect both their level of basketball knowledge, and also some of my greatest satisfaction comes from coaching with those guys. So it'd be hard for me to bump them for anybody living, but I decided to go a slightly different direction, and I'm going to say that I would replace them with Ted Lasso and Roy Kent. And Ted Lasso, of course, because of his ability to keep things positive and always see the good in any situation, and always see the person in every situation. I think sometimes as coaches, we can, you know, start to see players sometimes as, you know, X's and O's and forget about them as people. And I think having Ted there would be a great reminder of that, and a great reminder to see the bigger picture. And then, of course, on the flip side, I said Roy Kent because Roy Kent would be there for a little comic relief and also to say out loud sometimes the things that are running through all of our heads. So if I had to choose someone to replace my current staff, or I guess some ones, that would be the direction I would go. Thanks.
Liz Kay from Wakona High School in Dalton, Massachusetts.
Hey, Hoopheads. Liz Kay from Wakona Regional High School in Dalton, Massachusetts. And I'm thrilled to answer this month's question on if I could pick one assistant coach, past or present, to be on my staff. I guess I should first say that part of the reason why I would pick who I would pick is because I think the role of an assistant coach is essential, certainly in what we do. I think the most important piece is that you have to be where your feet are, as Alan Stein would say. But basically, you know, do the job the best that you can where you are. I understand that a lot of assistant coaches have aspirations of being head coaches, and I think it's the job of the head coach to make sure that they're preparing them to do so. But I think being an assistant coach, you got to do the best job you can where you are. And I'm very fortunate. Obviously, I think it would be a cop-out to say that I would pick the assistant coaches that I have now because they're phenomenal. And sort of on a lesser-known level, there's a woman by the name of Laura Habacker who's been popped around at various collegiate-level teams. Has served as a high school athletic director, but has been a tremendous mentor to me over the years, certainly as a head coach, but I think would be phenomenal as an assistant coach because her ability to relate to the kids, her building of culture, her ability to pull kids aside when other coaches are running things and to sort of provide the voice of reason while also being really honest and forthright with those around her are qualities that I really value. In terms of knowing somebody on a higher level than that's sort of more well-known, I suppose the easy example would be Chris Daly from UConn. She's been with Geno for I don't know how many years, probably 3 decades. And having watched several of their practices and games, Chris Daly behind the scenes just does so much for Geno and that team. She pulls kids aside. She's constantly involved in drills and activities without being the main voice, is incredibly happy where her feet are. And just does a phenomenal job of bringing kids together in this, you know, time when I think that's a difficult thing to do. So that's my answer. I hope you guys are all well, and hope to talk more soon. Thanks.
Peter Lonergan, Director of High Performance Coach Development for Basketball Australia.
Hi, this is Peter Lonergan from Canberra, Australia. If I could have any coach, past or present, be my lead assistant, it would have to be the legendary Dean Smith. He was an innovator in our sport. He not only changed the way we coached and played, but he changed coach-player relationships. He changed what it was mean to be a great teammate and, of course, the legendary Carolina way. So Dean Smith would be my lead assistant.
Matt Monroe, St. Ignatius College Prep in Chicago, Illinois.
If I had to pick any coach, past or present, from any level of play to be the lead assistant on my staff, to be honest, it would be the coaches already on my staff at St. Ignatius College Prep in Chicago. Ari Panagoulias, Rob Dudzik, George Baker, Jim Owens, RJ Deli, Bob Chapman, Larry Walker, and Chris Hatem. They are tremendous coaches and even better people. They serve our players, they support me, and they make our program a better place. There is no doubt in my mind that we would not have been able to achieve the success we've had over the last few years without those guys. If I had to pick a coach who is not currently on our staff, it would be Steve Pappas, the coach at my high school. He passed away about 15 years ago at a young age, and he was a tremendous leader. He was a true philosopher coach, someone that was always trying to make his teams better and also enrich the lives of every player, coach, and family in his program. I have no doubt that if he were still around today and on our staff, that he would have had a tremendous impact on everybody that was involved in our basketball program.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoophead listeners, this is Coach Matt Radebard. Appreciate you all listening to the roundtable this week. The coach that I'd want to be my lead assistant when I was a head coach would be Coach Cal. I just think he is the best recruiter, maybe of all time. And recruiting was probably the thing as a coach that I liked the least. And probably was my weak point as well. I never considered myself to be the strongest recruiter. I was more of a coach who really enjoyed coaching on the court, really working with my players, workouts, things like that, breaking down film, game planning, strategy. So I'd love to have Coach Cal as my lead assistant to be able to recruit all those amazing players that I would then get to coach. And also, I just think he has a really uncanny ability to then be able to relate to and coach those players and really fit them into a system. And I'd love to have his guidance and be able to kind of pick his brain on how he's able to do that. So that's who I would have as my lead assistant, Coach Cal. And thanks everybody for listening to this week's roundtable.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here with USA Basketball. And the question I am answering from this month is, if I could have any coach, past or present, as my lead assistant, who would it be? Well, first of all, I had some really great assistants. First in high school, Chris Kern and Kelby Bender were two of the best. And then, obviously, with my USA basketball teams, we had some great assistant coaches, Mike Jones and Sharm White and Scott Fitch, and the list goes on and on, Eric Flannery. So I would say that I would choose probably Mike Jones to be my lead assistant. He and I got along very well, thought about the same as coaches do when it comes to technique and skill development. So Mike and I would work well together. Obviously, from way back, you know, Coach John Wooden, Coach K would obviously be good people to have as your assistant coaches too. But I think it's really important that you have people that you think alike when it comes to your team and skill development and that kind of thing. So I think that it is responsive for a head coach to make sure that the assistant coach is on the same page all the time. Thank you.
Joe Stasician,
Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, if you had to pick an assistant as your lead assistant coach from the past or the present, who would that person be and why? My choice as my lead assistant, if I had to pick one today, would be Pete Carrill, the former coach, head coach at Princeton University, and also former assistant in the NBA. There's many reasons why I picked Coach Carrill. It goes back to when he used to come speak at camp with my former college coach, Roger Gulling, at Shippensburg University. He and Coach Gulling were very good friends, and I got to know Coach Carrill back then. And the thing that I really liked about him as a person, other than being a coach, is the fact that he was such a down-to-earth, genuine person, very unassuming. He would come, had great success as a college coach, one of the best all-time coaches in college basketball, but he would sit and talk basketball for hours. He would actually show up at camp with a little bag, be like one of those little plastic grocery bags with his sneakers and his shorts. And he was just a regular person and a very, very good person. So first of all, that's very important to me as an assistant coach, to have someone who's genuine, who's knowledgeable, and just a great, great person. And obviously, he's one of the greatest coaches in college basketball history. But there are a lot of different reasons. A lot of conversations that we had, we always talked about, different things like knowing what to coach. He always talked about being able to, work on things that you use a lot. And I think that's something that is applicable today in the game of basketball. When you're practicing, why work on things that you're not going to do a lot? You should only work on things that you're going to do a lot. And I think that goes very well in today's game as well as when he coached. Another thing that I really loved about Coach Carrill is he loved to teach the basics. This guy was the purist. He was a purist in a basketball sense, where everything came down to the basics. If you watch the Princeton offense and just how his players could play, they all could dribble, they all could pass, they all could shoot. And I think that's something today's game that we've gotten away from, and something I like to teach, as a player development coach today. Spent a lot of time at being great with the basics. That's something Coach Carrill was very, very good at, just teaching his players how to play. And that goes along with his philosophy of teaching versus coaching. He always believed that you have to be a teacher first and then a coach second. In other words, there are a lot of great teachers of the game who win maybe with not as much talent like he did at Princeton, but he would win. He had a saying that he always would the smart would take from the strong. So he taught his players to be smart, basketball IQ, taught his players how to play the game, and they would – at the end, they would win games that they weren't supposed to win. Then he talks about coaching, whereas a lot of coaches are great recruiters, but they're not great, great teachers. So, in the best of both worlds, you can be a great teacher and a great recruiter, then you're really going to have something there. But he was really big on teaching versus coaching, and there's a distinct difference between that. That's another reason I really love Coach Carrill. Would love to have him as my assistant today. And he talked about being tough. Toughness, we talk about being tough all the time in the game of basketball. The game of basketball will reward toughness. And that's something that he was always about. He was very, very straightforward in his coaching. He loved his players and would do anything for his players, but he was very tough also. So he taught a lot of core toughness with his coaching style. And that's something that I would love to have in an assistant. And also about just having courage and growing up with courage. He used that term a lot, being able to grow up with courage and learn how to take challenges head on. So that was another thing that I would love to have him help teach my players today. And then the big thing was relationships between athletics and life. He always told stories about, growing up and playing sport and how athletics really relate well to life experiences. And that's something as a head coach that I always used to talk to my players about, how athletics will help you later on in life. And the lessons you learn from athletics were big later on in life, were great lessons for life also. He was very big on that. And, a thing that I really believe in today, and if I was a head coach today, and I know a lot of head coaches that feel this way, there's more to basketball than just talent. You have to look beyond talent sometimes. You have to look at being a great teammate, kids that are great teammates, kids who are coachable, kids who have good body language. So he was very big on that also. It's not just about talent. It's about getting good people, good players, coachable players, great teammates. So there are a lot of reasons why I just really love Coach Carrill and how he coached the game of basketball and the type of person he was or he is. And that's the reason why I picked Coach Carrill as the person I would like to be my lead assistant. Thank you.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
I think if I could pick any coach to be my lead assistant, being on the high school level, I'd probably have to choose Morgan Wooten. It'd be easy to be tempted to take somebody like Coach K. I've always been a Duke fan a lot of my life, or Bob Knight or John Wooden. But I think the reason I would take Morgan Wooten is he's done it at the high school level. He was a history teacher and baseball coach at a small orphanage, and built the math into the, you know, a preeminent high school program in the country. So I think that would be having somebody that's done it on your level, that knows what it's about. I think that would be the person that I would look to with a lot of wisdom and military background. So I think he'd be a great fit, just to pick his brain what it's like to work with high school students every single day, because I think there's significant differences between that and college and NBA. So I think Morgan Wooten would be my pick.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches. Are you tired of slipping and sliding on the court and sticky sheets just aren't giving you grip? Grip Spritz solves this problem without having to lick your hand to clean your shoes. Grip Spritz is used by countless AAU, high school and college programs, semi-pro teams, as well as NCAA athletes and G League players. Unlike other products, Grip Spritz has solutions for individual players, not just entire teams. We've used Grip Spritz at our Head Start basketball camps and players love it. To keep you and your team from slipping and sliding, visit gripspritz.net to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.